I missed it by about 10 seconds. Time to end this program. Thanks for listening, folks. You've been tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Bed Animals is next. Have a wonderful week. Happy Mother's Day. See you next time.
Hello, Mr. Ingers. Hello. Hello, Mr. Hello. Hello, Mr. Ingers. Hello. Hello, Mr. Hello. Hello, Mr. Hello, Mr. Ingers. Hello, Mr. Ingers. Hello, Mr. Hello, Mr. Ingers. Hello. Who's a bird? Who's a bird? Who's a pretty, 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 pretty bird? It's Ingers. McBingus. Ingers. McBingus. He's a pretty, 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 pretty bird. Pretty, 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 pretty bird. A bird. A bird. Ingers is a pretty bird. He's a pretty, 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 pretty bird. Pretty, 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 pretty bird.
Oh, my God. Hello. How's everyone doing tonight? It's Bad Animals.
Yay!
Yay! Hello, Mr. Jim the Poet. Hello.
Hello, Amanda. Hello. And animals everywhere.
It is very, very nice to be joined by you, my co-host, and by you, all of the many animals listening. And the humans, too, I guess.
Sure.
We just concluded the first set of music with Chris Hunter from an album called Mabel, inspired by and containing samples from his bulldog, Mabel. Hmm. The track we heard was called What a Fun Day It's Been. And you could hear her sort of snorting through that. All the tracks on Mabel feature Mabel. And she doesn't bark very much, according to him. So it's mostly just snorting and slobbering and sighing.
It's
and,
subtle. It creeps up on you. It's sort of very pleasant.
As bulldogs are wont to do. We heard Caleb Chase before that with a title that looks kind of like an algebraic formula, and I don't think is supposed to be pronounced. And all of the titles on this CD are the same way.
Huh.
And the album is called Looking at Bugs Under a Log. I've been trying to find a way to fit it into the program for the past few weeks because, of course, we needed to play something from Looking at Bugs Under a Log on Bad Animals. We heard a little internet clip before that. I unfortunately don't know the name of Angus McBangus's human, but she is very talented and she makes up songs about Angus that duets, and she then duets with him. And she can be found on TikTok. I believe the name is just Angus_McBangus. Angus McBangus is a lovebird.
Oh.
And he's very, very funny. And so is she. I think they're a great team.
It's a good collaboration, for sure.
I definitely think so. I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't always, know when you're going to respond to things. But yeah, I guess I'm not surprised that you liked that one. All week long I've been singing, "Hello, Mr. Angus, hello," and he knows, when to come in. He's got perfect rhythm that way.
Well, they must have. I mean, with you have to like, it can't just be off the spur of the
you
moment.
You got a woodshed.
Yeah, yeah, you really got to work it out.
That's true. Before that, we heard a track called Mad Max by Thomas Thorne. And that comes from a compilation about cats that was conceived as a fundraiser for a cat shelter and also to raise awareness of. I believe it was FELV, feline version of HIV, which a lot of felines have. The comp is called A Cat-Shaped Hole in My Heart. It's available to listen to all the tracks online if you're interested. And the first track we heard, but for our theme song, was by Mara, M-A-R-A, styled as all lowercase. And this, track was called Places We've Departed.
Alan was asking on the boards whether we sing the theme song every week. That might be, if it was more prog adjacent, we might be able to get Dave Mandel to sing with us.
Maybe next week.
Maybe we'll he's in a band. Maybe we can have them do a little
sort of Seinfeld bass riff.
Yeah, a little
Bad Animals. Yeah, works for me. I mean, that sounds like it would be good. We're here until 9 p.m. playing animal-inspired and animal-adjacent to... I'm now borrowing Dave's parlance.
We owe Dave a quarter.
Yeah, I did not mean to do that. But we are animal-oriented, let's say, until 9 p.m. And shortly before 9 p.m., as always, we will hear Kitty Corner with Kathleen O'Malley, and she will tell us about a cat up for adoption in the region.
Winner of a cat this week, by the way. Real, real.
Real cool cat.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. You're going to have to stay tuned and hear all about him. Speaking of cats, though, I thought I'd dedicate this next one to my boy, Junior, who I know is home listening. This is a song that I always think of him when I hear it. Okay, here it is.
Yeah. Here I see Vision of Loveliness.
Vision of Loveliness.
There was a boy.
Ooh.
A strange and enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far.
live in a magic house where wildflowers populate the outside space, sharing real estate with vegetables neglected and resilient herbs. Where finches feed on shining giants that tower and bow to summer as she indulges in her exit. Where mantises ride on bicycle seats, and where monarchs take first flight. Where the brine of the bay mingles with the toasty aroma of roasting coffee and the sweetness of fresh-cut grass. I live in a magic house where I seek daily counsel from a cat, and thoughtfully he answers back, imagine that. Where he whines and blares his crude cat words as I sling phrases at the walls, pacing past, aiming for the echoes of those who only drifted through and now reside in mind. I live in a magic house where summer cicadas crescendo with the rising sun as she wraps me in a second skin and dries the droplets in my hair. Where feline siblings synchronously snooze in the noontime glow as the sun casts agile rainbows in leading roles dancing around them on the floor and conducts a finale featuring fiber optic whiskers. And when she saunters down to sink, illuminates us all in pink, it's then I look around and think, I'd like to stay a while. I live in a magic house where my favorite meals are prepared and served on multicolored plates, where steamy, hot, savory bites satiate and soothe my soul as my crimson cup warms my blood, where the dishes practically do themselves as long as music plays and my glass is not yet empty. I live in a magic house where I rest in a cozy bed, shrouded in down and piled with pillows that I push to the right to occupy the empty space. Where busy hands begin making biscuits of blankets as the bakers rhythmically hum their whispery work song. I live in a magic house where I sometimes sleep on the floor or on the couch or wherever I please. It's a grand sleeping adventure. Where the droning pop hiss of an abandoned record first prompts me to brush my teeth, but more forcefully lulls me to doze indefinitely where I lay. I live in a magic house where someone, when it's time, nudges me to go to bed and neatly piles the pillows on the chair to the left. And when I drowsily decline the suggestion of sleep, lifts my tired bones, bundles them in blankets, occupies the space on the right, whispers something sincere, and kisses me goodnight. We settle in, cats at our feet, for a grand sleeping adventure. Okay.
I live in a magic house where Jim the poet comes along with his Clorox wipes and wipes buttons of the console.
Only during Kitty Corner.
During Kitty Corner, while the soft sounds of descriptions of cats waft into my ears. Wasn't that great? I love that,
that piece. Good. Yeah.
Magic House by Martin Hoth, which is the solo looping project of jazz vocalist Audra Marielle, and I'm taking that verbatim from Bandcamp.
Cool.
Yeah, this is music from the Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. And the album is called Distant Dissonance. Very highly recommended here on Bad Animals. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. We heard Patricia Wolf before that. Greylag Geese Through the Listening Sculpture at Chernin was the title of that.
Do we know if Patricia is a wolf?
I believe she is a human. Oh, wait, okay. I forgot to announce. Sorry, before Martin Hoth, we heard John Lurie. And that piece was called Pygmy with Dog Bark from the Painting with John soundtrack, which we're fortunate to have here in the new bin.
Oh, it's in the new bin?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've seen Fishing with John, but I haven't seen Painting with John.
Oh, you got to see it. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Wonderful.
And the music, of course, which is done by him. Super good. And yes, Patricia Wolf, who is a human, did the geese piece. I mean, yeah, if
it's
she
okay.
was a wolf and recording geese, that would be even better. Applause for that notion. The notion alone deserves applause. And we heard Conflict at Serenity Pools with their cover of Nature Boy. A beautiful jazz song who I think Nat King Cole... I know he did it. I don't know if he first did it. That was the first version I ever heard was by him. And yeah, that is kind of my Cat Junior's theme song.
It's good to have a theme song.
Hearing it always makes me think of him.
Yeah, it's good to have a theme song if you enter a room and...
Totally, yes.
The audience can,
if he was a fighter, he would saunter in to like a very poppy, blown out, distorted, bass heavy version of Nature Boy. Which somebody should record because it doesn't exist. Anyway, Conflict at Serenity Pools was the artist's name again, and that comes from Ladders of Misfortune, the EP, I believe it is. So we didn't warn everybody that we were going to do this, but I think it's time for trivia.
Well, we've done a few animal-related game show-type things, but we thought maybe we'd combine two of Amanda's favorite things, animals and The Simpsons, in an identification game that we can only call Do You Know That Animal from The Simpsons?
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
Okay.
We're just going to go right into it.
I'm going to go right into it. I'm going to hand you a picture. It's unfortunate it's a very small picture, but this is the first animal. It says he was a freakishly big catfish.
This is General Sherman.
Yes, correct.
All right. It's
going to be an easy game. All right, here's the second one. These were the lizards, these were the tree lizards. What did Bart name them?
Oh, Chirpy Boy?
Yes.
And I can't remember the, Bart Jr. Bart
Jr. Yes, Jr.
Yes.
Okay, here we go, number three. This says, Homer adopted this lobster.
Mr. Pinchy.
Pinchy is
Hello.
Correct. Yeah, this one's easy. This is the easiest one in the whole thing. He was a collie Bart ordered from the catalog.
It could only be Laddie.
Laddie is correct.
Dr. Hibbert wanted to hire him as a stud for...
Oh, really?
Yes, for his purebred dog.
This great white shark was a mascot for Duff Beer.
Duff McShark.
Yes. That maybe gave it away.
Yeah, that was leading,
that
but
was
I'll
leading.
Take it.
He was a unicorn that lived in the Garden of Eden. It starts with a G.
I don't know this one. This is from a, like a...
Yeah, probably a late one, huh?
Yeah.
It's Gary.
Oh,
Gary the
unicorn. Gary the unicorn. Yes, I have seen this one. Okay, this one is...
This bird was the legal owner of the Springfield power plant.
C. Montgomery Burns, standing for Canary.
Yes.
Yes.
This Mr. Burns' pet ape was named...
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Starts with an F.
One.
It's two words. FG. You're gonna kick yourself. If the first one was Furious,
Furious George?
Yes!
I didn't know that.
You get a half point.
Okay, half point. All right. This is the sound of a half point. Okay. Is this the last one?
Almost.
Okay.
There's 25
I
more.
Don't know.
No,
who this
might be the last. Bart gave her ice cream.
Don't know who this is. It's never seen this one.
Never seen it. Toot toot.
Toot toot. Good. Right, I'll take your word for it.
We'll end with a big one here.
Okay, all right.
Class hamster at Springfield Elementary.
Mr. Nibbles?
Yes, yay! Nibbles is correct.
So I didn't do 100%, but that was okay.
Very,
right?
Very impressive. That was definitely an A-minus there.
Okay.
Well done.
That's about what my average was in college, so.
Well, I think some of them, if it's a mix of early and late, it's a lot of seasons.
Ah, thank you, Jim the Poet. That was an amazing trivia game.
That was well done. It was very impressive.
Now here's Tsunami.
There's always celebrities somewhere to make all the wannabes stare. Elaborate spooling of interest spun out like thin air. So don't do me any more favors. They're just
drifting in and out of shade and burning like an apple and down. I wanna be, I Thank you.
Randy Weinstein and the Fried Reed Harm Orchestra there with Thelonious Fox Chase. Yeah, Randy Weinstein does Thelonious Monk pieces on harmonica.
Oh, wow.
And when I heard that, which I heard for the first time yesterday, I wept. It was so beautiful. I mean, it was just, it's everything that I want for Bad Animals. I want every track that we play to be at that level of beauty and, you know, have that amount or more of animal sounds, you know, just manipulated in such an artful way. I know it's a lot to ask, and
bar
I will not get
high.
It, but that's what I strive for.
Yeah.
That track is exactly why Bad Animals exists, and I know that that is not why it was recorded. But I just love how beautiful it is, and also it's funny. It has a good sense of humor, yeah. So we heard that. Before that, we heard some punk rock music from Fen Fen, who did I Wanna Meet Your Dog. I'd like to take this opportunity to say that I wanna meet your dog out there, whoever you are. Although it is not invited to the event that we are hosting June 1st at Monty Hall.
Oh, really?
No. No dogs will be admitted. In case you hadn't noticed, you know what? I'm going to finish announcing the set, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. Tsunami, you know, Jenny Toomey et al. Did the song Poodle from the album A Brilliant Mistake. And we did a trivia game. We did a game show, and that was great.
As a Simpsons connoisseur, what would you say, if you were recommending to the uninitiated seasons of The Simpsons, which seasons would you recommend to people who are maybe new to The Simpsons?
I go kind of late. I like 1 through 13 or 14.
I mean, it was the best thing on television for a while, and it was the best thing that had ever been on television for a while, and during many of those years.
Yes, true.
Just, like, had to see TV every Sunday night.
Right,
so.
And most... series do not survive for 14 seasons, so you really need not watch the rest of them if you don't want to. But if you love the show so much, you have, 20 some odd more seasons to go. On June 1st, 2024, that is less than a month away, Bad Animals is going to be hosting Our Cats Could Be Your Life, which is an adoption party. There will be cats from 4 different New Jersey-based adoption groups representing. The cats will actually be in the room for you to meet face-to-face, and DJs will be spinning music. And the event is free, and it's here at Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City.
And even if you're not in the place right now where you could have a new cat in your life, just come and hang out. It'd be a real fun day, and I'll be dressed as a cat probably, and I'll probably smell like a cat. And so come on down. I'm going to be spayed and neutered, maybe in the middle of the show.
And dogs are not invited. I'll say that again.
Dogs are not invited.
Humans only.
I'm sorry, dogs.
We'll have something else for dogs. Trust. It's WFMU after all. You know, I think it's time for Kitty Corner.
Yay!
No chimpanzees or kangaroos. She's got a Welcome to Kitty Corner. I'm Kathleen O'Malley, and here is this week's adoptable kitten. Rick is fully vetted and up for adoption in West Orange, New Jersey, through the private nonprofit Meow's Kitty Cat Rescue. Rick is a lively and cuddly boy who doesn't let a little impaired vision get in his way. He's about 5.5 months old and has a handsome tabby tuxedo coat. Most of his fur is brown tabby with narrow mackerel stripes, and the tip of his striped tail is black. All four paws are white, he has a white bib around his throat, and a fluffy white stripe on his chest. His face has classic tabby stripes, a dab of white above his dark pink nose, white whiskers, and tabby eyeliner over his right eye. Rick looks like he's permanently winking because his left eye was removed due to a severe infection that blinded that eye, and he still has some eyeliner on that side. Rick sees well through his right eye and enjoys life to the fullest. He's a total sweetie pie who absolutely loves to snuggle and stay close to his foster human. Rick's always up for fun, whether it's playing with toys or with anyone who's willing to play, whether you're a person or a kitty. He gets along with all the resident cats, even if they want no part of him. He can be very persuasive. His efforts are often rewarded with a good cleaning from the head cat. Rick was rescued along with his littermate from a backyard colony at about 3 months old. Living outside, Rick suffered from an untreated eye infection that ultimately blinded his left eye. Unfortunately, that's a fairly common scenario for kittens growing up outdoors. Because the eye could cause Rick pain in the future, the decision was made to surgically remove it. But if you didn't know his vision was impaired, you wouldn't know it from the way he plays and runs. Rick is neutered, up to date on his vaccinations, tested negative for FIV and FELV, and is dewormed and defleed. If you'd like to bring adorable, fun-loving Rick into your life, please email badanimals@wfmu.org.
There once was a cat with a hungry belly. The name of the cat was Whiskers Jelly. His throat was dry and his bowl was bare. Meow, me furry cats meow. Soon may the kitty men come with birds and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. Well, Jelly got his boys and they gathered round. They scattered seeds from a sack they found in hopes the seeds they spread on the ground would bring some critters a boot. Soon may the kitty men come with birds and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While the gang was bored and morale had dipped, till one of the seeds grew green catnip. They sniffed and they snacked and they all got ripped. They all had a meow that night. Soon may the kitty men come with birds and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While their heads were hung and the morn was nigh, the nip was strong and they all got high. Their bellies were shrunk and their bowls still dry. Oh, bring us some ice today. Soon may the kitty men come with birds and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full.
Thank you.
finishing off the show with Cat Temper and the song A Meowsage from Space off of the LP Forbidden Planet, which I found in my mailbox last week with a note that said my name on it and no other information. So thank you to the person who thought of me when they heard Forbidden Planet.
Forbidden Planet.
Before Cat Temper, yes, it was a sea shanty about a cat and his community called The Kittymen by Bubbles and the Blank Rockers. Blank is a word that I can't say on the radio. We heard about Rick the One-Eyed Kitten from Kathleen O'Malley. It was the featured Kitty Corner cat for the week. If you are interested in Rick, please email us, badanimals@wfmu.org. And this is Bad Animals, and we will be back next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. Dave Mandel is not next. Daniel Blumen is next.
Daniel Blumen. That'd be a terrific show. I love that show.
I know.
Both shows I love.
I know. Daniel Blumen is next. Please stay tuned.
an die Wand, die Schwalbe baut daran. O Sonne, halt nur heute stand, dass sie recht bauen kann. Es war ihr Nest so oft zerstört, noch ehe es fertig war. Und dennoch baut sie wie betört, die Sonne scheint so klar. Himmelweit.